this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to Business Mondays with BM, a segment of the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast that tackles the performance of the Philippine stock market. The Business Mondays with BM podcast is based on the stock market outlook story written by Business Mirror reporter VG Cabuag and comes out every Monday. For the text version online, please go to www.businessmirror.com.ph and search for Stock Market Outlook. For the print edition, please go to the company section of the Business Mirror newspaper. Let's get on with the story. Last week, share prices resumed its upward trend, with the main index returning again to the 7,000-point level. Investor sentiment improved on assurance from pharmaceutical companies that vaccines for the coronavirus disease of 2019 would be available next year. The benchmark Philippine Stock Exchange Index gained 343.10 points to close at 7,134.56 points. The main index pierced the 7,000-point level as early as Tuesday, as it was a four-day work week, gaining more than 3%. The main index continued its gains in the succeeding days before giving up points on Friday. November's inflation rate rose to 3.3%, primarily due to supply-side pressures. The higher inflation was expected, according to AAA Equities in its research. Jafet Luis Tanchanco, senior research analyst at Philstocks Financials Incorporated, said, "So far, their data are still conveying a challenged local economy as the recent typhoons aggravated the pandemic-stricken situation. Foreign investors, however, were still net sellers at 2.35 billion pesos. The average value of trade for the week was high at 9.06 billion pesos. All other sub-indices posted points, led by the All Shares Index that gained 150.09 points to close at 4,250.37. The Financials Index added 53.44 to 1,480.73. The Industrial Index rose 295.88 to close higher at 9,246.63. The Holding Firms Index soared 451.91 to 7,382.98. The Property Index climbed 164.85 to close at 3,575.87. The Services Index increased 31.90 to 1,532.11. And the Mining and Oil Index surged 242.08 to close at 8,717.48. Share prices may continue on an upward trend this week on optimism that the economy may recover next year and a much stronger recovery is seen in 2022, an election year for the Philippines. According to 2TradeAsia, the next technical tops to trounce are the 7,500, 7,793, and 7,890. The same levels that the index has gyrated sideways back in 2019, pre-COVID. Broker 2TradeAsia said the main index may only hurdle these resistance points on positive news on the coronavirus vaccines and stimulus injections by the national government. Eyes will be on the December 17 policy meeting of the Monetary Board, 2TradeAsia said. Another rate cut of the same degree at 25 basis points will cut policy rates below 2%, the lowest it has been in recent years, broker 2TradeAsia added. Tanchanco, senior research analyst at Philstocks Financials Incorporated, said, however, that based on their chart readings, the Philippine Stock Exchange Index has so far been unable to sustain its ground at the 7,150 level. With this, they see a downward bias for the local market in this week's trading, Tanchanco said. Investors are expected to look towards the upcoming economic data, including the September foreign direct investments and October foreign trade, for further clues on the economic condition of the country. Tanchanko added that the 10-day exponential moving average of the Philippine Stock Exchange Index, currently at 7,041.08, is seen at its initial support. Next support is the 6,600 level, Tanchanko added. The market's resistance, on the other hand, is seen at 7,150. For the stock picks, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation advised to take profits on the stock of Security Bank Corporation, as its trading last week pushed it above its key short-term and long-term moving averages. This comes after Security Bank Corporation traded between a relatively narrow range of 117 pesos and 125 pesos and 70 centavos for over a week, Regina Capital said. Despite the relatively muted performance earlier, though, its indicators have been in the overbought regions for an extended period of time, broker Regina Capital added. The shares of the bank are currently trading at its highest level since the country was first put under lockdown in March, the broker said. According to Regina Capital, some profit-taking may ensue due to the strong uptick, but it may start consolidating sideways anew before picking up again. The shares of Security Bank Corporation closed last Friday at 134 pesos apiece. Meanwhile, the broker gave a hold recommendation on the stock of construction firm EEI Corporation, as its recovery is seen during the latter half of 2021. Broker Regina Capital said they still expect EEI Corporation to benefit from the country's infrastructure overhaul, but the effects will likely materialize in the latter half of next year. Broker Regina Capital said to note that the base effect will ensure EEI Corporation a strong rebound next year, but that will likely not measure up to its pre-COVID levels. Broker Regina Capital gave a target price of 7 pesos and 96 centavos per share for EEI Corporation. The stock closed last week at 7 pesos and 88 centavos apiece.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.